Hey there, South Texas. Before this episode starts, we wanted to thank this week's sponsor, Coastal Bend Mom Collective. You can check them out at coastalbend.momcollective.com. Now here is this week's episode. We hope you enjoy. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Local Influencers Podcast. I'm your host, Abel, and unfortunately my co-host, Abigail and Anne-Marie, are not here today. However, I am joined by one of the hosts from the Forest Choke podcast, and that is Lewis. Lewis, thank you for being here today.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Abel, thanks for having me. I appreciate the time that you set for us here today. Our Forest Choke podcast is the first podcast of the Star Wars universe here in Corpus Christi, Texas. So really proud of that. You have podcasts about Star Wars all over the world. But to have one here from our local area, I think we should be really proud of that. That's why our logo, you know, has the state of Texas on it. And it shows that we're actually from Corpus Christi, Texas, if you look at our logo pretty closely. So our team is really proud of what we put together here and bringing the love and joy and influence, just like your podcast says, that the Star Wars universe has provided, to the world, actually.
That's awesome. Yeah. So right before we started recording, I was about to tell him that don't send me hate mail, anyone, but I'm not a very big Star Wars fan. Not that I haven't tried it. I'm just not into, like, I guess like science fiction, I guess you could say. Like, I'm very big. What's funny is I do love fantasy. I love all that. And I actually write books, and my books are mainly fantasy. Mm-hmm. And so what's weird is I do like a genre close to that. I just can't get into the whole outer space thing. And that's not just with Star Wars. That's with movies in general. Mm-hmm. Like any movie that has to do with outer space, I'm like,
You're like, that just is too far out there for me, right?
Yeah. So tell me, how long have you been a Star Wars fan?
Well, this year, 2021, I turned 47 years old. So I was old enough to watch the very first one when I was about 4 years old in the theaters in 1977. My parents took me to go see that when I was a young child. The one that I do remember the most going to see was The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi in theaters. I think I was a little bit older. So, that whole movie experience was, I think, really ingrained in me at that point. And watching these epic stories with these aliens and space and, for myself, space has always been something that intrigued me because it is an unknown, area of our universe that, in my mind, it's like, what is going on out there? You know what I mean? And these stories are just, filled with things that can happen to everyday people just on a scale of what could the possibilities be? You know, and George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, he's taken, genres like, the samurais and Flash Gordon and, maybe even some, nuances from World War II and incorporated some of those ideas into the Star Wars universe and put it in a space setting, So for me, I think just the lore of Star Wars is what attracted me to it. And I've been watching it ever since then, the comic books, look at the comic books, read the books, watch the movies, the TV shows now with Disney Plus. But to answer your question in a long form there, I've been watching it ever since I was a real small child.
That's awesome. Okay, so this is my thing about Star Wars too, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's like episode 1, 2, and 3, 4, 5, 6, but episodes 4, 5, and 6 came out first?
Yes. So interestingly enough, I'm going to explain that to you right now because everybody, even my wife, who is a big supporter of our podcast, she's gone to the movies, all the movies with me since we've been married and together. Doesn't know anything about Star Wars, really, except for the main character, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, she's bought me helmets and I've got the toys. Behind me I've got all kinds of memorabilia. And she's a big supporter of us at the podcast also. But so George Lucas in his mind had this epic story, right? And back in the 70s, when he wanted to make his film, the Star Wars, was actually called Star Wars, The Adventures of Luke Starkiller. It was actual first script writing of it. So he had this big epic story that would have spanned approximately 9 to 10 films. Wow. So when he went to 20th Century Fox and asked for the money to make the film, they said, yes, but you're going to follow the Screen Actors Guild and the Directors Guild, their rules. And if you watch any movie, their rules are they get credits at the beginning of the movie and at the end of the movie. The beginning of the movie, you see starring so-and-so, directed by so-and-so. You get all these titles, and then the movie begins. You know what I mean? George Lucas didn't want that. His operatic, semi-operatic theme that he wanted to start off with an epic opening with a space crawl, where you see the crawl of the words coming through, an epic sound, which was mostly classical in style. And that would not be suited well to have names over that operatic scene, right, to begin his films. So he had to use his own money. He went into his own pocket, went out and got the loans to make a movie. So for him, through these 12 movies that he could have created, he's like, I don't know if this movie is going to make money. I have to see which part of this big epic thing is to me the most interesting. So for him, the most interesting part of this big 12-part saga was episode number 4. He's like, this is for me. If I only have enough money to make one movie of this whole big thing, it's going to be this one. So that's why he started with episode number 4, because the only backing he got was from the personal loans that he got and the money that he had in the bank. And he made a movie.
That's cool. So basically he also wanted to kind of, he's like, I have this long story and I want to hook it. I have one chance to hook everyone.
Exactly. And
this is what I think is going to hook everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
That makes sense. No one has ever been able to explain to me why. I'm like, why didn't they just renumber them? Like, why didn't they just say, like, this is number one? And they're like, well, because in the story, I guess, it's technically not part one. It's like,
it's part 4. Yeah.
Okay. I get it now. So, okay. I get it. That's awesome. Thank you for explaining that to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I have seen episodes, I think 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm. Which you would consider the prequels.
Okay. Yeah. That's what somebody told me. So yes. I watched those and then I tried to watch episode 4. However, episode 4, I could tell it was dated.
Yes.
And I couldn't get into it. I don't do dated movies. If I can tell something is just, and it's no fault to the creator. That's just what they had at the time.
Absolutely.
I can't get into it.
Yeah. What I love about those movies is that George Lucas himself was always pushing the boundaries of sound, technology, filmmaking, the way we film movies throughout his career. At that time, back in the 80s, when he was making Star Wars, you're talking about the THX, which everybody would hear in the movie theater before movies, that whole right? That was George Lucas. He created that. Him and his studios, they used those for some of the Star Wars movies. Some of the blue screen, you've seen blue screen, you've seen green screen. People use those for Zoom meetings. They use those for podcasts. Guess who started using those? Who started that? George Lucas started that. Oh, so wow. He created, you said, yeah, it's dated. But at that time, that was the pinnacle of film and movie making history right there. So it's almost like I can understand how you wouldn't be able to appreciate it. But at the same time, if you kind of look, see the movie that way, at that point in time, this was the groundbreaking. It's almost like Wizard of Oz, right? It's so outdated. When you go back and you look at it, and like, oh, that looks so fake. That looks so fake. But when they open, when Dorothy opens that door and everything turns to color, that was groundbreaking at that time. You want to think of Star Wars episodes 4, 5, and 6, that groundbreaking for their time period, you know, in movie making history. You know, you go back to the sequels and it's very, very CGI, you know, computer generated imagery. And I can appreciate that too, because George Lucas, once again, was groundbreaking in that area. He was doing digital filming, on set and making editing while they film. And that was unheard of at that time. At that time in 1999, people were still using regular film, going into a studio, setting it in, rolling the film, you know, clipping and editing just like they used to, where George Lucas was actually at that time filming in digital and, you know, editing right there on the spot as they were filming, which was amazing. So he's always been an innovator and a groundbreaker for filmmaking. And that's another one of the reasons that I do love the Star Wars films, because of the groundbreaking technology that they've used. And everybody kind of piggybacks off that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Awesome. So let's get into your podcast.
Absolutely.
So just for the listener's sake, how long has your podcast been around? How did you create it? Let's start off with those two. How did you come up with it?
And absolutely. So there are four of us in our podcast, myself, Tim, Micah, and Sarah. And actually, it started off with Tim, Micah, and myself. We all three of us work for a prominent grocery chain here in the Corpus Christi area, and we all worked at the same store. And, you know, there was a couple of times where we all had lunches at the same time. We were in the break room and just talking about Star Wars, you know, the next movie coming up, you know, or just some theories that we had about, you know, the movies and the nuances and things of that nature. And some of the people that were in the break room with us just started listening to us. And they're like, oh, my gosh, my break's over. But what y'all are talking about is so interesting. I wish I could stay longer and listen to you guys, you know. And so they would leave and another group would come in and we're still on lunch talking. And that group is like, oh, wow, what are they talking? Oh, man, that sounds interesting. And so one or two times that happened and I was like, you know, guys, we should do a podcast. It's kind of catching on. And this was back in, I would say, 2016. So we've been around. Actually, we started our first podcast in January. I think it was January 17th, 2017, before we, you know, said, OK, let's sit down and record something and put it on YouTube and just put it out there for everybody to check us out. So we officially started in January of 2017, but kind of had, you know, put a thought process prior to that in 2016. So we've been around since 2017 and, you know, we've done podcasts at Rudy's, at local libraries. We were doing live podcasts at the 2019 Corpus Christi Comic Con. We've had Trent Westbrook, who's an official Star Wars artist and is that lives here in Corpus Christi, Texas. He's been on our show several times. Awesome. Yeah. So if you go back into our history, we have a lot of interesting guests on our show, including Aiden Bertola, who was on The Mandalorian. He played the young Mandalorian, was on our show as a special guest, as well as Dominic Pace, who's actually come visited here in Corpus Christi, Texas. He'll be back here in June of this year to visit. And he played a character called the Gecko, a bounty hunter on The Mandalorian show on Disney Plus as well. He's been our guest and is going to be an upcoming guest here pretty soon as well. But it's really exciting that the people here in Corpus have opened their arms to us and allowed us to come into their businesses and just talk about Star Wars. It's really fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, it's pretty cool that there's like niche podcasts here in Corpus, you know. Mm-hmm. I actually used to host a bunch of different podcasts and most of them were based off of shows from Freeform or ABC Family. Mm-hmm. And so I had the chance to interview some cast members from a show called Shadowhunters. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a show called Siren. On the Siren podcast, we actually interviewed, I was a producer on that show. I basically just edited and everything. But we actually interviewed the entire cast, the writer's room, the directors, producers.
Wow.
I mean, I had heard about, and not to talk about myself, but this is just saying it's cool that there's a niche podcast here in Corpus, because when I was doing that, I didn't think that, I didn't even advertise it anywhere here in Corpus or to my friends, because I didn't think that anybody would care, you know?
Yeah.
So it's cool that you're doing that, because like I said, whenever I was doing that, I thought it was a big deal that I had heard about Siren TV show coming out and it sounded intriguing to me. Mm-hmm. And so I started the Siren podcast before the show even started.
Oh,
and
wow,
so that's how we kind of caught the network's attention. Mm-hmm. And so they sent us everyone. We got director, like I said, every person on the show we got to interview. And it was really cool. It was awesome. But I love that y'all are doing that here in Corpus and advertising it here in Corpus and doing everything local too. And podcasts are not just local, they're worldwide. Everybody listens to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People are going to find y'all from everywhere. I'm sure you look at your stats and you see, you're like, what?
Yeah, we
you're listening to a country that you're like, I didn't even know that was a country.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we do have some people from Australia, some people from Sweden, some from Canada, that are on our, on our stats, and sometimes they comment and, sometimes we'll send, that's the other cool thing about our podcast, is that, we have shirts, we have, I myself am an artist. So we send out free art prints of my artwork that are Star Wars related. We do toy giveaways, Star Wars toy giveaways and stuff like that. We do sticker exchanges too. I don't have it out right now, but we have a big old 8-foot by 4-foot banner that we use when we do our on-site, podcasts, like we did at the Corpus Christi Comic Con. We also did at Lorelei Brewery out in Flower Bluff. We did a live podcast there on May the 4th, Be With You Day, a couple of years ago. And we take out our big old banner and, influencers like yourself who have stickers that they want to exchange with us that have their logo for their podcast or their show, or maybe we've even done that with cosplayers from around the world. We even have some from Finland, some from the Ukraine, some from California. We'll put their sticker on our banner. So they're out there and people will come. They'll be like, oh, well, who's that? Oh, check them out. They're on Instagram, on here or there, and that'll get them a little bit more exposure too. So you're absolutely right, Abel. It's like we are local, but at the same time with the YouTube channel and Instagram and all the social medias as well, you get to be known all over the world in some cases.
That's cool. And how often are y'all recording and uploading? Like, how often is that? Is it every week? When y'all have a chance? Do y'all have a schedule for that?
We don't have an official schedule. We do try our best to have a schedule where we come out at least once a week or once every other week. It is very challenging with our schedules. We're all full time. We all have full time jobs, right? And some of us, like I said, we're managers at prominent grocery store here in Corpus Christi, Texas. So scheduling can be pretty daunting sometimes. One of us also is a nurse at one of our local hospitals. So, getting everybody to be able to stop what they're doing, drop everything and podcast on a specific day, sometimes can be very challenging, especially like this week. We were at the grocery store all the time, so mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to sometimes make that time. And for the people that do listen to us and ask for our content, we try to be as consistent as possible. But we're trying to get better at that.
Okay. And I just asked because I know some people are every 2 weeks, every, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is. So yeah. I asked for that sake. And what would you tell, just as we start wrapping up, what would mm-hmm. you tell someone who wants to start a podcast, but they are afraid to, they are like, well, I don't have all this fancy equipment and I don't have, what would you tell someone?
Oh, okay. So what I would tell somebody is that you don't have to have a fancy equipment, right? Mm-hmm. What you do have to have is something that you're passionate about. If you're not passionate about it, people can hear that in your voice. So pick something that you're passionate about, whether it's, you know, pop culture, maybe something specific in pop culture, just like our podcast. It's specifically a Star Wars podcast. Maybe it's something about science or math, or maybe it's a how-to podcast. But, you know, be passionate about it. And not only be passionate about it, but always be willing to learn and hear others people's point of view and ingest that, and then also learn from that as well. Hearing everybody's point of view, whether you think they're right or you think they're wrong, I think is very important because it only helps you as an individual grow, and it'll help your podcast grow because people will feel like they have a platform to speak their mind on and won't feel attacked. You can let them have the floor. You can have a disagreement, talk it out, and still respect that person and their viewpoints. So I think that is the biggest thing, is to start with something you're passionate on. Let everybody have a voice. And the equipment, I think, will come, especially if you feel passionate about it, you'll end up heading in that direction. Hey, start off with your phone and a little mic for your caller, or, you know, some headphones. That's what I have right now. I'm using my cell phone and some headphones. It's not very expensive. You know what I mean? For the most part, everybody has a cell phone and everybody has headphones. And then, you know, for our actual podcast, I use a Yeti mic, but, that the team pulled together. And we purchased that all together as a team. So, I think if you are passionate about something, then you'll end up investing a little bit of money into it in the future. But first, have something you're passionate about.
I for sure think that's it. I always tell people, if you want to do a podcast, just do it. Yeah. Nobody likes the way they sound at first. No one is like, when I first heard my voice, I'm like, what the hell? Like, that is disgusting. How do people listen to that? And people think I have this big setup studio. The only thing I've ever really truly invested in is my microphone. Mm-hmm. But that was after, I mean, I've been doing this for, God, I don't know, like maybe like 7 or 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And so my microphone came after I started with my cell phone recording just there. And I started with the cheaper, just like one of those little snowball microphones. Yes. That have a little plug in and play. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you just work, you want to make sure that, like you said, you want to make sure you're going to invest, you're going to be there every week. And it's not just going to be this one-off thing and you invested all this money in.
Yes, you know what exactly. I mean? So, what might help as well, Abel, is this is what I do. Since, you know, sometimes we have a podcast every week, every other week. What I do is I also, and there's free apps out there that you can download, like PowerDirect or whatever the case might be, to keep people engaged as well, because social media is really big right now. We all know that, is I'll take clips. You know, sometimes, most of the time we do an hour and a half podcast. There's a lot of content in there. So sometimes I'll clip really, really awesome portions of our podcast. And throughout the week, I might post 4 or 5 portions of that podcast, a minute or two at a time, on social media. So if they don't go to YouTube to watch it, at least they're ingesting it on, you know, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, you know, all those social media, Twitter, whatever the case might be. So at least they get clips of what we're talking about. And if they're really interested, they'll head over to YouTube and listen to the entirety of the podcast.
Yeah, that's cool. It's actually my co-host, one of them is in charge of, she's actually just started doing that for us. And it helps. And that's another thing. If people want to start a podcast, you can't just like record yourself and then put it out there and expect people to find it. You have to also then think about, do I have time to invest in social media? Do I have time to, because you have to be on social media. I mean, there is no way anybody in this world, no matter what you're going to do, build any kind of platform and not be on social media.
Totally agree.
And so, yeah. And I think that what caught me to y'all's podcast was the Texas logo right away. Mm-hmm. Obviously I'm trying to interview local, and in future seasons, I plan to interview more than just Corpus. I plan to do South Texas.
Yeah.
And then maybe kind of spread it. And because it's still local to me, it's still Texas. And what caught me right away was the, your logo right away. And then I kind of went in and I saw your clips. I'm like, okay, it's Star Wars. Cool. And we were laughing because in one of the messages that we exchanged is, I think when you booked your podcast, you abbreviated "May the Force be with you."
Yes, I had a feeling. There is usually only really diehard Star Wars fans know what that is. Okay, and so a lot of people are like, yeah, a lot of people are like, what is that?
It took all three of us to figure it out.
Awesome. That's good.
One of the girls did, and I'm like, what is he calling me? I was like, what is this? I was like, I haven't even met him, and he's already talking bad about me.
We were like, this guy, wow, the nerd.
And then we were all talking, and we're like, what's a Star Wars podcast? And we were like, quiet. And one of the girls was like, "May the Force be with you." And we're like, oh,
okay. There it is.
Yeah, because I'm not a Star Wars fan, but I know that. You know what
yes, I mean? Absolutely.
So, I mean, and so we were laughing. But yeah, is there anything, I guess, right before we go, where can people find you? Where can people find your podcast, social media? Now's the time to plug everything that you want to plug.
Absolutely. So if you want to get our entire content of podcasting, you're going to want to go to YouTube to get the entire podcast. So usually, like I said, we podcast for about an hour, hour and a half. To get the full content, you can go there. You can also get our clips of our content and some of the things that we're thinking about Star Wars. Right there and then on social media, which is, of course, includes Facebook. We don't post as much on Twitter. It seems like we get a lot of hits on Instagram. So Instagram, Facebook is going to be the most of where you see us. Of course, you can download us on iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, or you know, all the social medias, and anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find our podcast as well. Just search for the Force Choke podcast and we'll pop up with our big Texas logo with Darth Vader sitting atop with his fist holding out, because we want to grab your attention and share the Star Wars universe and love with you.
That is awesome, man. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for, I really learned quite a bit about, and I do have a lot more respect for the franchise itself. So,
excellent.
See, I wasn't a big Star Wars fan, but I'm a huge Harry Potter. I'm the Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh. One, no, you know, don't. So. Okay. So I want to explain something here, right? And then we can go. Okay. So in Star Wars, right, you have a young boy who is, has these special powers that he doesn't know about. Does that sound familiar?
Not at all.
And then he finds he runs into this older wizard like person that tells him that he's destined for something greater. Does that sound familiar? You see where I'm going? If you follow the Harry Potter storyline, and you can find it on YouTube, go to Harry Potter is just like Star Wars. And there's some comedians that have kind of put that little clip together of that. But how ironically Harry Potter is really Star Wars, but with wizards. You should check it out. Mm. And you'll see how close the storyline of Harry Potter is to Star Wars, just with one in a space setting and the other in a wizard setting.
Well, I might have to check that out, but
yeah, I'm really
Harry cool. Potter. I'm the Harry Potter person that
yeah.
is obsessed with my entire life. And
oh, that's great, well, though.
I grew up with it. I read the first book when I was in sixth grade or something. Uh-huh. And so I grew up before the movies. You know what yeah. I mean? When the movies came out, I was like, oh, my God.
Everything
I read here.
Y'all, they don't need to make movies anymore. They're done.
So, yeah, it's like, yeah, so I appreciate y'all's passion for Star Wars and stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, Lewis, thank you so much for being here, man.
Thank Everyone, you for having me.
I will have their social media link posted in the show notes. So all you'll have to do is click it, and it will take you straight to their Instagram and YouTube page. Until next time, please make sure you head out, visit somewhere cool in Corpus, and we'll talk very soon. Alrighty, as we wrap up today's episode, we want to say another huge thank you to our sponsor of the week, Coastal Bend Mom Collective. Check them out on Instagram @CoastalBendMom. Have a great day, South Texas.